something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah. James chapter 5. Book of James. Chapter 5. Is there something that we can do? Can we change? A man's destiny. Can we alter the course of events? Can we change things in our lives and in the lives of others? Can we make a dying man live? Can we change a nation? James chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 14. 13 may be all right. Somebody got the Amplified. Just let me get Amplified version. Get it for me quick. From verse 13, is any sick among you, or is any among you afflicted? That's verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him what? I want you to answer me like you heard me. Thank you. Is any among you afflicted? Let him what? Did you say let him cry?
No.
Let him weep?
No.
Let him go to the village? Let him find a native doctor.
Oh.
Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him dance. Is any merry? Let him organize a meeting for townspeople. Is any merry? Let him drink beer.
No.
Is any merry? Let him pour champagne on his head.
No.
The Bible says, is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Who are the elders of the church? This scripture just tells you. Any elder that cannot heal the sick is not an elder, period. It's here. That's it. It's right there. He says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the oil The oil of faith. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the doctor shall raise him up. No, sir. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So all those who are called elders, but they don't pray for the sick, are not elders. Because the prayer of faith of the elders works. If it doesn't work, it didn't come from the elder. You know how you are an elder? An elder doesn't, he's not talking about somebody who has gray hair. No, he's not talking about someone, you know, who's been a preacher a long, long time. He's talking about someone who has known the Lord. Not who has found the Lord. Thank God I found the Lord 12 years ago. Nah. One who has come to know him by acquaintance. How many of you know people who are married and love each other and they've been together many, many years? After a while, they start to look alike. They begin to resemble. Now, when you get home, you can ask your wife, do we resemble? When trouble strikes in some homes and where they refuse to listen to the word of God and let the word of God dominate them. The lady has her own special number. And the man has his own special number. After fighting or, you know, beating her up, if he could, because sometimes it's the other way around. Then the lady begins her song, Satan, woe unto you, all power belongs to Jesus. But she's singing, just letting him hear. Satan, woe unto you, all power. Then the man has his own special number. On the last day, only true believers. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I think there are better songs to sing at such times, all right? Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, so we're here in verse 16 where our theme scripture is. Verse 16 now, James chapter 5, we've been reading. Confess your faults one to another. And fight one another. No. Come on, talk to me now. No. Are you sure?
Yes.
Confess your faults one to another and betray one another.
No.
Confess your faults one to another and sue one another.
No.
Okay, confess your faults to the police. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that she may be healed. Now, the next line. Read it with me. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth a little?
No.
Availeth gradually?
No.
What? Much! That means avail it tremendously. I want to read it to you from the Amplified. Boy, you would love it. If I didn't have the Amplified version, for this verse alone, I would have bought one. Let me just read it to you. It says here, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your sleeps, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another, that ye may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. It says, the earnest, this is what I like. The earnest, heartfelt, continued, he's still talking about the same thing. Earnest, that means heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. In other words, it works like a dynamite. You can shake things up. He says, the earnest, King James says, the, where is it now? Yes, effectual, fervent, that means burning like fire. Fervent, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Who is a righteous man? Romans chapter 5 verse 1, therefore being declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been declared righteous by faith. Amen. Everyone who believes in Jesus, who has received eternal life, is a righteous man. You're the one the Bible is talking about. You say, well, I haven't done things correctly. He didn't say those who have practiced correct things. He says a righteous man. That's a nature. All right? If you have done something wrong, you are a righteous man who did something wrong. And the Bible says if a righteous man has done something wrong, he should obtain forgiveness from God and continue in his righteousness.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Do you know about the incredible features of the C-Tunes app? It's not just a music platform, but a tool for spiritual growth and empowerment. First, C-Tunes offers a vast library of gospel music from around the world. You'll always find songs that uplift and inspire. C-Tunes also provide powerful audio messages. Access teachings from Pastor Chris Ayakalolendi CDD and other ministers of the gospel for guidance, encouragement, and enlightenment. One of C-Tunes' groundbreaking features is its interactive capability. Connect with other Christians in real time, share testimonies, and participate in discussions. C-Tunes is a community for building relationships and supporting each other on our spiritual journeys, changing lives worldwide. Visit www.ctunes.org. Download the C-Tunes app today from the Leveled App Store, Google Play Store, and the Apple Store to unlock a world of inspiration. C-Tunes, where every feature brings you closer to God and each other.
For inquiries, kindly call +1 869 664 4424. or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. This is the continuation of the message Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah. If you have done something wrong, you are a righteous man who did something wrong. And the Bible says, if a righteous man has done something wrong, he shall obtain forgiveness from God and continue in his righteousness. Amen. Yeah. He doesn't have to start all over again. Somebody says, well, I've sinned so much, I have to start my life all over again. No! If you make a mistake, if you commit a sin, get up, receive forgiveness from God, and continue your journey of faith. Amen. Don't let the devil keep bringing the picture to you. If he brings the picture 1,000 times, rebuke him 1,000 times. The Bible says if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. But if our heart doesn't condemn us, then shall we assure our hearts before him. That means we got confidence. Everything is all right. But if it does, it says God is greater than your heart. And God says every sin is under the authority of the blood of Jesus. Amen. The effectual fervent prayer. What is the effectual fervent prayer? Here he says it is the earnest, which means heartfelt, continued. Heartfelt. It means a prayer that touches your own heart. Do you understand? A prayer that gets a hold of your emotions. You know, sometimes we pray without emotions. We just pray as though we didn't even feel anything. We just pray as though we don't even understand the subject. But here is talking about a different kind of prayer where you're involved in it. It gets your emotions. Sometimes you find yourself crying when you're praying like that. Such prayers are hard to shout. You know what I'm talking about? At such times, it's called supplication. It's called supplication. It means a humble, earnest request. A humble, earnest request. At such times, you're so humble, you go on your knees. Such times, you're so humble, you even prostrate on the floor. You're just there. Almost nobody can hear you, but you're pouring out your heart before God. The other key word there is continued. Don't just stop by talking 2 minutes and don't stop. He says the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Do you realize that a man can have a death sentence on him because of sickness or disease or infirmity? Or even because of the law of an offense that he has committed. And you can change things. Do you know you can bring a loved one out of prison? A lot of us have not realized the tremendous power given to us through the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Many of us have never used that power. Some of us have used it once in a while. But we need to use it more and bring glory to the Father. Sometimes we forget the vision that the Spirit of God has given to us in our hearts for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And like the Bible says, where there's no vision, the people perish. When you lose the vision, then your life becomes very careless. You lose focus. Your heart becomes callous. You don't feel anything anymore. But if God can get a hold of your heart and make you pray, you will always win. You will always win. But you see, we have to prepare ourselves so that the Spirit of God can use us to deliver men and women around the world. As we're speaking here right now, there's someone gasping for breath in the hospital. While we're talking here, there's someone struggling between death and life. While we're here right now. And like the prophet said, he said, thus said the Lord, I looked for a man to bridge the gap. He said, I looked for someone to make up the hedge, and there was none. Do you realize that the Holy Spirit in the world today moves around a lot of times trying to get the attention of a Christian to intercede on behalf of someone so he could save that man's life? And often there's none. Often there's none. If we understood the warfare in the realm of the spirit, would realize the activities of demons and understand what we're supposed to do as Christians. See, the Bible tells us it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are demonic powers, demonic beings. Brothers and sisters, don't accept that theory that whatever will be, will be. It is not true. It is not true. Why then did Jesus pray? Why did he pray so much? Jesus prayed a lot. He prayed so much. Study the Bible. You'd find Jesus prayed so much. So why did he pray so much? If anybody were qualified to let things be the way they were, it was Jesus. If anybody could have stayed away from prayer, it was Jesus. But he prayed so often. He prayed so much. Why did he pray so much? There are many things in your life today that have happened that would never have happened if you had prayed. But many times we're too lazy to pray. Just too lazy to pray. I'm telling you, so many things in your life today that would have never happened if you had prayed. And which could have been changed if you had prayed. Because many times it's not what happens that really is important, because we can change anything. It's what we do with what has happened. A lot of times we let those things be, and then they dominate us and dictate the circumstances of our existence. And how sad that is. Question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to allow your life continue like this? Without prayer? Without some supernatural power? I remember, you know, the old saints used to say something. They would say, a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. I don't agree with them. But I realize the reason they said those things was because when a Christian who would not pray, they found out that in his life there was nothing supernatural. He could talk in tongues, all right, but there was no power flowing from his life. So they said a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. The truth is, no Christian is powerless. Even the prayerless one has a lot of power, but he cannot put it to work. You see it? It's like a man who has a generator in his house. All the electrical fittings are there. But he doesn't know how to put the gen on. So when it's night, there's darkness in the house because nobody to show him how to put it on. So he got this wonderful generator sent to him from Germany. And so he is looking at it, not knowing what to do. He can't put it on. So you come to visit him in the nighttime, and everywhere is dark. And then you say, what's going on? He says, I have a new generating set, can you imagine? But I can't put it on. So he's got power, but he can't use it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
For inquiries, kindly call +1 869 664 4424 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.